This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I feel for the Democrats and the people of Iowa, but the fact is this was really an avoidable error that shot the party in the foot, and it's going to be harder to convince Americans that we can entrust massive systems with government if we can't count votes on the same night in a way that's clear, transparent, and reliable.
Yeah. That was presidential candidate Andrew Yang giving us the truth. If you can't count your votes, how should we entrust you with anything? Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. There is nothing you should entrust a leftist to. Nothing. I'll ask you this. Would you entrust Harvey Weinstein with your wife, with your daughter? Kevin Spacey with your son? Barack Obama with your finances? Joe Biden with anything you hold near and dear? Anything you want to get back? KJRadio.com or thekevinjacksonshow.com. We talked earlier. SNL is mocking the Democrats. Finally, they're starting to ridicule themselves. They're starting to realize, you know what? We got big, big problems. Even I don't know if this fits into the political mainstream, but I find this one kind of an interesting one because in my house we have this ongoing battle between iPhones and Samsungs. Or droids, whatever, the Android, right? And I happen to be a droid guy because I look at it as these proprietary systems that nobody else can tap into unless you go through Apple, etc. I look at that as monopolistic. And so you're paying a premium. You can buy an amazingly fast PC for $400 or $500. You can't buy anything at Apple for $400 or $500. I mean, you get some earphones. Or like a phone case. Apple they're gangsters. $1 trillion valuation. And so here's what we've learned, and I heard this from Apple people. They were like, yeah, well, you know, when this happens, Apple is definitely messing with your operating system. And I was like, really? Come on, why would they do that? Well, of course, controlled obsolescence is what it's called in the engineering field. And what they want to do is they say, we'll let you have this phone for a couple years, but then you're going to re-up. Guess who else does it? Microsoft. We can't support this old version. Sure you can. It's only 32 bits or it's only whatever. Because they want to force you to upgrade. You must use all 64 or 128 bits, whatever it's going to be. So I don't know how you guys are. We have a license for our company. And it just, you know, upgrade. Boop, 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 boop. So every year, they're just hitting my credit card going, hey, it's that time again. Time to pass that baby through your anus. Right. Time for you to learn about the planet Uranus. I mean, it is so, and it's automatic. I mean, all these things are automatic. Like, look, it's going to happen. You need us. You must have us. So anyway, the iPhone, they've intentionally slowed down your old iPhones. I don't know if you're, you guys are iPhone guys. Youngsters, my producers, iPhone. They love it. When my computer broke down while I was traveling, and they were like, ha, 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 you know, laughing. I'm going, wait a minute. I've had this computer since 2017. It is 2020. I've had it since 2017. I paid $800 for this thing in 2017. Do you know how much mileage I got out of this? Well, you know, my Apple, I had to upgrade. And so they've spent $4,000 in computer gear and are laughing at me. We all do a lot of stuff with our computers, but I get by. Oh, if you only had an Apple, it would go three times as fast. You know what? I have producers. I have people that work for me that have Apples. If I need video or some kind of fancy dancer graphics or whatever, I send it to those guys. I'd be crazy to be doing all this stuff. It's like working on your own car. I'm not going to do it. There are experts out there. Anyway, Apple's been driving sales by this similar thing. Oh, you know, automatic upgrade. Let me tell you, this is how politics works. Automatic upgrade. You know what? Term limits. You ever heard the term term limits? Yeah, Democrats aren't going to vote for term limits. Most of these politicians don't want to vote for term limits. It's the fault of the system that says in a congressional race, it used to be if you put $1 million to $2 million in a congressional race, that was like, whoa, you spent some money. Shoot, now congressional races are $10-15 million. A Senate race, the congressional race number, $10 million, was a Senate race. Oh, you're going to spend $10 million to run for Senate. Ted Cruz, $60 million to fight off who? Beto O'Rourke, a grifter, a professional grifter, a guy Democrats should never want to give their money to. He's the Anthony Weiner of politics. And you know what? They voted for him in droves. Thought he was a presidential candidate. Thought Avenatti was a presidential candidate. Are you kidding me? They want you to automatically upgrade. Upgrade to downgrade to upgrade. Automatic. They don't want you to vote. Why do you think all this Mueller stuff happened? Why do you think this Ukraine stuff happened? They want to negate the vote of 63 million people, which, for the record, will be 70 million plus in the next election cycle voting for Donald Trump. I'm going out on a limb. I think it's going to be a record breaker. I think it's going to be more than Obama. I have all the signs. I've been giving you guys the signs, whether you want them or not. This is why this matters. It's an automatic thing. Oh, well, you're now ingrained into the system. Joe Biden wants automatic registration when you turn 18 to get your car, to get medical insurance. I don't know what he would, but he wants you to be automatically on to vote. And pretty soon, you know what they're going to do? They're just going to automatically vote for you. Oh, you're an 18-year-old who didn't vote? Don't worry. We'll do a random pick, wink, wink, Democrat. So, anyway, Apple's got to pay $41 million for its lack of transparency. And they apologize, get this, because they didn't inform the iPhone users that they were intentionally slowing down your operating system. But then they came clean in 2017, said, yeah, we're doing it, but here's what they said. We're doing it for you, man. Yeah, we're doing it for you. Because if we don't, your battery will drain, and it'll get older and older, and it could be a fire hazard. We didn't do this because we want you to buy more of our product. No, this is for your safety. Because we didn't want Armageddon happening on our watch.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community.
So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I gotta tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovice.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
They finally tallied up Iowa after the DNC chair, Tom Perez, threatened to canvass, to re-canvass, or maybe they did re-canvass. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. TheKevinJacksonShow.com. What's funny about all this stuff that's happening with the Democrats is they want heads on a platter. I think it was Jim Carville that goes, why is Tom Perez still DNC chair? He wants him gone. Most people now want, there are factions within the Democrat Party that want different people gone. Why doesn't Yang just drop out? Why doesn't Klobuchar drop out? Why doesn't Biden who was it just the other day? Oh, it was Carville again. Joe Biden, Joe Biden, I mean, he served his time. I mean, he needs to go. It was funny to listen to. This is the guy that stepped aside for Hillary Clinton. When it was her turn, and now it's his turn. He starts out at 41% approval rating. He is the most well-known Democrat on the planet. He can't get an endorsement, running for office, can't get an endorsement from his former boss, Baby Black Jesus, Barack Obama. And No Democrat, few Democrats want to stick up for him, even though the media is running cover for him. I mean, this Joe Biden is the biggest conflict within the Democrat Party right now. It's fun to watch. It's crazy. So, you know, here's Biden that's out there wreaking havoc. And let me tell you, we've talked about the crazy stuff that this guy's done. And I talked about him earlier with the racial, you know, the counting of the black people that he has. He's counting this slave. We got the biggest plantation of everybody. We got double the number of slaves of any of the other Democrats. I think it's hysterical. Actually, I'm going to do a video about it because it needs to be drawn to the attention of black folks how these people think about him. But anyway, here's Biden, and he can't even, when he's asked a question that's kind of tough, he gets more people upset at him for the stupid comments that he makes. By the way, this segment we're going to be talking about Democrats. But here's Biden talking to some girl about who asked him a question about Iowa or New Hampshire.
Hi, my name is Madison, and I'm an econ student at Mercer University. And so I'm going to be a little bit mean for a second, okay? So, so you're arguably the candidate with the greatest advantage in this race. You've been the vice president. You weren't burdened down by the impeachment trials. So, in the participation. So how do you explain the performance in Iowa, and why should the voters believe that you can win the national election?
It's a good question. Number one, Iowa's a Democratic caucus. You ever been to a caucus? No, you haven't. You're a lying dog-faced pony soldier. You said you were, but now you got to be honest. I'm going to be honest with you.
Now, Democrats, I'm not going to tell you how to pick your candidates, but this is the clown you want? Wow. That's the dude you want. There you go. And I played a clip. I think We played it recently. How about that? And it was black Democrats that can't even make up their minds. Was that today? Okay. I listened to these things three or four times, but more than that, actually, just so the audience is in the know, a little inside radio. And so you listen to these things and you forget, did I hear this? Did we play it? It's coming at you so fast. But this is the clown that the Democrats was supposed to be their front runner. And now he's not. So anyway, Buttigieg wins Iowa and gets like 12 votes or whatever. Bernie Sanders comes in second. And everybody considers this a win. This is a little town mayor who goes out and campaigns. I mean, this is a little town mayor that's got more problems in his city than you can shake a stick at. And he's out there acting as if he's been on the world stage. You would think this dude has been negotiating at the highest level. And all he's trying to figure out is, when's the next parade? Do they have enough budget in the parade? And do they have enough money in the budget for a parade? It's so funny. And he's a viable presidential candidate. But I give you a party that thought Michael Avenatti was a viable presidential candidate. And so was, not Avenatti. Who else am I thinking about? I said it earlier. Not all these clowns. Beto O'Rourke. Thank you. God. They thought Anthony Weiner, think of this, folks. Anthony Weiner was an up-and-coming Democrat back in the day. He was an up-and-comer. He was being groomed. Huma Abedin was next to Hillary. Weiner's, he was going to be the schnitzel, that's all I can tell you. And now look at where he is. Look at where Avenatti is. Look at where O'Rourke is. Buttigieg is about to find out why politics is called a blood sport, folks. He's going to get hammered. They're going to beat that little LGBT. What is he? They're going to beat that little G-man into submission. Wow. Hammered. Speaking of hammered, Nancy Pelosi Nancy Pelosi has got, apparently, the issues surrounding Nancy are getting pretty bad because it is driving, Donald Trump apparently is driving this woman to drink. I think Nancy's always had a bit of an issue. And let's face it, alcohol and formaldehyde don't go very well together. And Botox. But Nancy's got some serious, I saw an interview, I don't know if you guys saw this. I know my producer saw it, but I'm asking my audience, have you seen the video of Nancy Pelosi? There are two. One, she's just talking and she's like, rambling like this. And Donald Trump, now what's interesting is that she's what they call, what I would call a functional drunk. She can function. She's talking and she's giving policy positions and of course waving her hand and doing, you know, Nancy talks with her hand. And you know, and blah, 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 and policy this, policy that, and it's all, of course it's all just blah, 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 it's crazy talk. It's liberal speak. We used to have a commercial about how much fun we have with the craziness of these leftists. But anyway, Nancy's slurring her speech and she's talking slow. And then in the one with Cuomo, she gets up at the end. This is at the National Governors Association meeting. She gets up and she's walking and she walks in the wrong direction, which is cool. I've been on stage where you didn't know which side to exit and you can exit from both sides. But then when she finally gets to where she knows where she's going, she's like bopping, like walking on her tiptoes, like ding, 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 ding. And then, Cuomo was like, oh my gosh, he went up to grab her, and then a handler came up and grabbed her by both hands, like, come this way, Nancy. She's losing it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back. Because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As voters in New Hampshire head to the polls in New Hampshire on this cold and snowy day, it seems to be a two-horse race between Mayor Pete and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. As far as what we can expect to learn from the New Hampshire primary, Neil Levesque is the executive director of the New Hampshire Institute of Politics. He tells Fox News,
"It's always easy to go back in history and sort of compare presidential elections, but here's what we do know about the past, is that Bernie Sanders got 60% of the vote here 4 years ago, and so if he can sort of get those same people and create that momentum, and does he have a revolution? That's the big question that we're going to see tonight."
And Democrats are slamming President Trump's annual budget proposal. Talking with reporters at the Capitol, Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer calls it a blueprint for destroying America. Without providing any specifics, Schumer also says it will hurt American workers. This is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Last night, the Democratic candidates, they were all just down the road here, had an event at the very same arena where Donald Trump will be on Monday, where he was 4 years ago, and there were empty seats there. There was energy certainly in the Elizabeth Warren section, energy with the Bernie Sanders section, but not, I mean, this does not okay, look
let me,
like an
let me,
energized
let me take
party.
That to you because I
told you. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, 844-551-8255. I told you. I said, you could put all the Democrats in a single location anywhere on the planet, and you won't get even a fraction of the people that Donald Trump fills in the stadiums, and you certainly won't get a fraction when you add how many people want to see him. The Kevin Jackson Show is what you're listening to. I told you this. I'm not trying to tell you I told you so, but guess what? I did. I told you there is no enthusiasm. That was CBS, folks. That was George Stephanopoulos and a team of a panel of experts. I use my finger quotes. And there's a guy telling them, warning the alarm bell. Paul Revere is going, Donald Trump is coming. Donald Trump is coming. And he ain't going to lose like the British. He's here to kick some butt. He's fighting an unconventional war. He's not just going to stand there and go, everyone's in one line, pull. No. He's fighting like the engines. He's running around. And you don't know where they're coming from. Tomahawks flying through the air. He is picking off Democrats with precision. You would think he's using a laser in the 1800s fighting against the whoever the indigenous people are. Wow. This guy's telling them. All those people combined, and there was still room. Oh, Elizabeth Warren had a few people, and so Bernie's had a few people. But at the end of it all, guess what? It wasn't a fraction of the people that Trump had. There isn't any enthusiasm. I'm just telling you what you already know. And I'm telling you what he's reporting to you. What I intuitively said would happen. Now, am I psychic? Do I have some special powers? Yes, I do. I do indeed. It's called common sense. That's the power I possess. And you want to know how I built that? I was like, well, Donald Trump was in Hershey, Pennsylvania, a town of 14,000. He filled a stadium with 23,000 people. He emptied out the city. You couldn't get no Hershey bar in Hershey, Pennsylvania on that night. And then I had a buddy of mine send me a note, said, hey, Kev, he goes, they shut down the freeway. There were 23,000 people there. They wanted, it was like 150,000 tickets requested, and they turned people around on the freeway because there was no way to get into Hershey. Don't even try to stay at a hotel there. What? What? Then, guess what? Same thing in Minnesota. Same thing in New Jersey. They're breaking records. 178,000 tickets requested. 153,000 tickets requested in venues that hold 20,000 folks. Add it all up. Add the Democrats all up. Add every single thing, every event that all of them combined. By the way, including the quitters, the ones who've quit, the de Blasios, the Beto O'Rourke's, and all of them. Even add up the ones who they propose would be great Democratic candidates. The ones that Carville said Joe Biden kept from running. Bring all the black candidates together. Bring all the Latino candidates, well, the one. Bring him. Bring him back. Bring them all back. Count every event they've ever done. And in two Donald Trump events, you have more people than any, all of them combined. I know, but Donald Trump is hated. The country doesn't like him. There's no enthusiasm for this guy, but there's a lot of enthusiasm for these Democrats, right? People are really high on Biden. They're really high on Buttigieg. They're really high on Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren. I dare you to apply common sense and logic to what I just told you. I dare you. Should we do another? I guess we should just do. I was going to talk about the Oscars, but let's just go into the Democrat updates. Because it's even funny. So Joe Biden comes in fourth place in Iowa, uses excuses, calls a girl, I don't know, what do you call her? A butt, the horse butt or something? Lying dog face horse or something? Whatever it was. And he's creating just total havoc for his campaign and the Democrats in general. They're going, this was one of our top dogs here, and he loses it. The minute you let him go in public, he's out there offending people. I said, Joe Biden, if Joe Biden isn't threatening to beat you up, threatening to do more push-ups to you, he reminds me of Geraldo Rivera, talking about how sane he is, what good of health he's in. Wow. And Elizabeth Warren, what does she do? She does another sort of pseudo-beer thing. She's got photo people all around. She drops in on a New Hampshire restaurant. People are eating. Yeah, an unscripted moment, you know, to have a beer. Well, hey, listen, are you drinking that beer? I'll take a little piece of that beer. She didn't do that. But she did. She went in. I don't know, people, it was probably... What? How many people do you think? 12? 12, 13, whatever. Family. It looked like a family. Parents and grandparents and little babies. Oh, those are some cute little babies. And, you know, she's going around doing all this stuff, you know, just making the way through the crowd. Hey, and she's at the front of the table looking where you can see, like, the person where you would pick up the check or you'd be the waiter making an announcement to the entire table. That's what she looks like. And then... So she starts circling around the table, and she says, I got to go. And then she compliments another baby. Oh, this is a cute baby. The baby could have looked like a baboon. She would have said it was cute. Anyway, here's what got me. Not a single person got up to shake her hand, to give her a hug. Nothing. Fist bump, shug, nothing. Nobody got up. Nobody said a word. So I asked myself, what if Trump had hit that very same restaurant at the very same time? What do you think would have happened? I know. Snoohan, everybody hates him, Kev. Everybody hates him. Let me tell you what would have happened. If somebody tweeted that Donald Trump is at that restaurant, suddenly the restaurant is packed. At that very same table where Elizabeth Warren circled around it kind of speaking to each of the people, looking at them, and, you know, oh, yeah, nobody gets up. You couldn't be more nonplussed. They were just kind of like, okay, whatever. And if Donald Trump is there, I don't care whether they were Democrats, Independents, and certainly Republicans. You're getting up. It would have been like royalty. It would have been like in Britain, the Queen walked in. They would have stood up. Oh, my gosh, Mr. President, it's good to see you, sir. Hey, what are you guys doing? And Trump would have been engaging, and he would have walked around the table. He would have stood in one place, and I'm going to tell you what would have happened. Everybody at the table, most of them, would have gotten up. They would have said, Mr. President, oh, my gosh, you know, well, while I don't agree with all your policies, I have to admit I like this or I don't like that. And he would have won over that table within minutes. And then at the very end, they would have been taking selfies. They would have been taking selfies. But nobody did that for Elizabeth Warren. Nobody cared about her. And, I'm asking, now, in her defense, if you want to call it that, she's dropping in the polls. These are little Hail Marys that Liz needs to do to make herself look ordinary and not the screeching shrew that she is. But she's panicked. The Democratic Party is panicked. And even Buttigieg is panicked. And this is what Chris Christie had to say about that.
Governor Christie, a moment for you that really stood out.
Well, I think the moment that could be a foreshadowing for the future is when Mayor Pete was up there outright lying about his record on African-American arrests on marijuana. And Lindsey Davis of ABC challenged him more than any candidate on that stage challenged him tonight. And you saw the look on his face. He looked like a deer in the headlights. And let me tell you, he thinks Lindsey Davis is hard. If he ever gets on the same stage with Donald Trump, it's going to be a whole different story. Who will call him on those things? And I think these other candidates better get serious about calling Mayor Pete on the record in South Bend. And so I think it was a missed opportunity for the other candidates. Elizabeth Warren gave him a little bit of a shot on that, but not nearly enough time spent on it. But what I saw more than anything else is that someone who's been a candidate on that stage, that look in his eyes when she came back at him and didn't take his first line of baloney, was very telling about what kind of candidate he may be able to be.
Buttigieg is going to get a rude awakening, and here's why. Steel sharpens steel. Watch these Democrats. Their only uniting factor is hatred of Trump. They are not going after one another and leaving it for Trump.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at GCNlive.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
The signs for the Democrats are not good. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com. Not good. I'm not here to... I'm not spiking the football on these clowns. We deserve it. We have every right to. I'm just telling you, if I were a strategist working for the Democratic Party, I would say, guys, we've got to change direction. We've got to show what we like about what the president is doing, but then, you know, in other words, make it fair. They don't do that. And I know why. Because as a strategist, I can tell you, if you're kind of danged if you do, danged if you don't, because if you do that, you pretty much admit that your policies don't work, and Trump's do. And they've tried to spin it, and it's not working. But anyway, here's the poll. So they said impeachment increased the public approval for President Trump. I'm not telling you what you don't already know, but I think it's important that you understand a little bit about how we got here. They said this was 2 weeks ago. They found that the impeachment increased the poll. They said it was taken after the House vote on impeachment and before the Senate trial, found the president's approval ratings were among the highest of his presidency. Then, the day before the Senate was set to acquit, his approval ratings hit an all-time high in the Gallup poll, which is at 49%, whose approval ratings of Trump usually lag those of other pollsters. If Trump's higher approval ratings is being driven by Americans giving him credit for improvements in the economy, his support may increase over the course of the year as it did for Reagan in 84, Clinton in 96, and Obama in 2012. All of those recent presidents held office during periods of sustained economic improvement and were reelected with job approval ratings better than 50%. Now, I'm telling you that you can cash it. You can put the money in the bank. Go to Vegas, find out what the odds are for Trump. Wow, thank you. That's a lot better. And then put the money down on Donald Trump right now. I don't care what the amount it is. And you're going to win outside of him dying. And I'm not putting that out there for bad karma because, I mean, we're all going to die one day. I'm just saying if Donald Trump is able to run, if he's, you know, of sound mind and body, he's going to win, and I think he's aging in reverse. So he will be of sound mind and body. But the question is, will his opponent? Bernie Sanders has had a heart attack. Joe Biden has dementia beyond belief. I don't know. Do you know who's it? We don't know who's going to be their person. So this is looking pretty good. They said betting aggregator at oddschecker.com put Trump's chances of winning at 59.99%, roughly 60%. They said and the site shows that Trump has been soaring in the past few weeks. They said Trump is at an all-time high, far behind his independent Bernie Sanders, who has a 16.7% chance, former New York City Mayor Bloomberg with an 11% chance. And here's what I'm telling you. They don't even give some of these other people a chance at all. I mean, it's so ridiculously bad odds. Let me put it this way. Would you want to put money on Buttigieg? Somebody said he looks like a cross between that doll. Forget what the doll was, a little puppet back in the kiddie days. And Ralph, what's his name, Newman, the dude on a Mad Magazine. So who's it going to be? Many people, the Bernie supporters, don't think it's them. This happened a while back. They said over 3,000 supporters came out to rally for the White House hopeful in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. 3,000 supporters. That is massive for a Democrat. They said, this is what they wrote. Our campaign has officially held the three largest rallies in Iowa. This is what Misty Ribick said in the statement. We've knocked on over 500,000 doors in the last month. That is what we mean by not me, us. So they're trying, and after doing all of that, having the biggest rallies in Iowa, all right, and knocking on over half a million doors in Iowa, Bernie Sanders comes in second. He's more well known than Buttigieg. He is truly the nominee from 2016, and he's in a second place race. I mean, he's in second place in a race with a little town mayor that nobody knew 2-3 years ago. Didn't even know who he was. This is where the Democrats are. And people are waking up. I want to play the C-SPAN. These are Democrats calling C-SPAN, and they're mad.
Years. Before I'm electing for a goddamn Democrat, never again.
I am a Democrat as well, but no longer will I vote Democrat. I think it's outrageous that they sat there when all these good things are happening to our country, and they looked like they hated our country. And Nancy Pelosi, the whole time she's sitting up there with a disgusting look on her face, it's outrageous. I will never vote Democrat again, and I'm sick of it. And my whole family feels the same way. My husband, my friends are sitting here, all former Democrats. We all voted for Hillary last time. Our Democratic Party's been stolen from us by a bunch of communists. And no longer will our family ever vote Democrat again.
With a simple rip of a paper, Nancy Pelosi has pretty much sealed the deal of a re-election of Donald Trump.
Those are not bought and paid for people, as Joy Behar and others imply that Donald Trump needs to get, to an event or whatever. Those are not paid spokespeople. Those are actual Democrats, and you can tell. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. You can sense their vitriol. And they can't, it's horrible. It's horrible what they've been put through, what they're witnessing. And they're saying, you know what? Enough is enough. Democratic presidential candidate Elizabeth Warren released a plan to fight disinformation to hold tech companies accountable for their actions in light of the 2016 election. Disinformation and online foreign interference erode our democracy, and Donald Trump has invited both. That's what she said. Anyone who seeks to challenge and defeat Donald Trump in 2020 must be fully prepared to take this on, and I've got a plan to do it. Maybe so. But I'll tell you, her plan is going to run into a lot of problems and a lot of issues, and here's why. She can't raise money. The two, probably, certainly two of the three most well-known candidates, Elizabeth Warren and Joe Biden, can't raise money. They are going through their money faster than they're bringing it in. I want you to understand, folks, these are the two top people picked by the Democrat apparatus, and they cannot raise money. That's right. Yang's raising money now. Buttigieg is raising money. And Bernie Sanders was probably raising the most, and they conspire against that guy, and for right reasons, for all the right reasons. Bernie Sanders has probably the most vitriolic group of supporters, people who would want to put us in prisons of any candidate. Don't fool yourself. These people are crazy. There is no limit to what they're willing to do in order to win an election and to impose their ideology. You think Muslims are bad by saying that you're going to become a Muslim. You want to know why the Democrats can relate to them so well? I've already given you the answer. So I want to go back to Warren. The disinformation kings, the Democratic Party, kings of disinformation, a woman who is the biggest liar of all the political candidates, maybe except Joe Biden. And what's her focus? Her focus is on the thing that she does the most. Because why? What is the chief lesson to understanding leftism? They tell you what they're going to do. They tell you who they are by what they accuse you of or what they tell you they're going to fix. That's what they do. That's who they are. And Elizabeth Warren is the king of disinformation. But here's what she says. I will push for new laws that impose tough civil and criminal penalties for knowingly disseminating this kind of information, which has the illicit purpose of undermining the basic right to vote. So in other words, the woman who steals identities, profits on them, says, no one else will be able to do this. You cannot tell lies. You cannot make up stuff. Foreign interference in level, whatever. And I know you're going, Kevin, that doesn't relate. Oh, it does. It's the same thing. It does relate. That's what Elizabeth Warren and the Democrats are about. Lies.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.